Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Award-winning customer service with customized insurance plans at affordable rates made specifically to fit your exact needs. For auto, home, or life coverage, reach out to Ben Farrell with Shelter Insurance of Corinth. We are your shield. We are your shelter.
Show was previously recorded.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it!
What a happy group of people they must have been in the studio that day.
It does sound like it, doesn't it?
I wonder if they were having, normal or not. Probably not normal. Hey, this is the music segment. Talk about not normal. This is a handyman show, and we do a music segment. Well, we're going to continue to do that because I like it. We're kind of mess around a little bit and do some older stuff today and some kind of new stuff, but mixing a little bit with... The first group is going to be Jason Scott and High Heat. Great group, by the way. And I guess if you see their video of this particular song, Quitting Time is the name of the song, the video is funny. It really. But they're from Oklahoma, and they really are amplified Americana or Heartland Rock. But unplugged, they play mandolin and acoustic guitar, and they just sound just absolutely wonderful, but they also do a full-blown rock show. They have a great sound. Jason Scott and High Heat, song called Quitting Time. Let's listen.
I apologize if it loaded the wrong one. I'll find it, though. Let's move to the next one if you want.
No. Jason Scott and High Heat, great group.
I apologize. I think it may have loaded the wrong one here, but if you want me to go back and find the real one.
No, that's okay. That wasn't Quitting Time.
No, that was not. It's called The Stone.
The Stone. Yeah. And The Stone is really one of their – they had a big time hit with The Stone. It was really their biggest deal, The Stone. And I was going to do that, but I decided on Quitting Time. But we'll do Quitting Time another day. That's okay.
That.
Hey. hey, this is real live radio. That's what you get. All right. Moving ahead, we're going to work on a group that everybody is aware of, Fleetwood Mac. Who is Fleetwood Mac? Well, Fleetwood Mac was really founded by Peter Green. And Peter Green is a great guitarist, a great vocalist, and has, matter of fact, with Peter Green, he was with some Fleetwood Mac for like 3 or 4 years, I think. They had 3 or 4 hits, but their biggest hit internationally was Sentimental Lady. And I did get to see Peter Green and Fleetwood Mac at, it was long before it was Thalia Mara Hall at that point in time, but it was a tremendous thing. But he had, he was unhappy with the music industry. He had a lot of health problems. He developed schizophrenia, and it got worse because he started using LSD, and he didn't like fame. He didn't like fortune. He gave away all his guitars and all his music equipment, and absolute music genius. Song called Sentimental Lady. Here's Peter Green and Fleetwood Mac. After Peter Green, Fleetwood Mac kind of floundered a little while, excuse me, and then along came Buckingham Nicks, and they became probably the most version of Fleetwood Mac that we're aware of is the Buckingham Nicks time, where they had so many, many, many hit albums and hit songs. Buckingham Nicks, Fleetwood Mac were amazing, but again, Fleetwood Mac was started by Peter Green. All right. Moving ahead with somebody else who's very familiar with, people are very familiar with Rod Stewart. He did a song called Forever Young, which I think is pretty nice. But he has a voice like no other, able to play early rock, contemporary rock, sing the standards, can do anything vocally because he has such a great, great range and a great voice. And he can play. He's played with so many, like the Yardbirds and the Jeff Beck Group, and has been around a pretty good time. Rod Stewart kind of been with us for years and years and years, and still we can see him today. We can see him on stage. Some matter of fact, I think he was in Jackson just about a year ago, the Rod Stewart show, and he's still touring the world and a very, very popular artist. So let's listen to Rod Stewart do Forever Young. Hey, okay. Imagine Rod Stewart using nothing but the best studio musicians available to do the cuts for him. Unbelievable stuff going on there. A lot of good, good music. And while we're working on names that people know, I'm going to work on another name that a lot of people are aware of, a group called Cream. Cream was a trio with Eric Clapton and Ginger Baker and Jack Bruce on bass. Ginger did most of the vocals and played drums. They had four albums. They're all absolutely tremendous, tremendous players and have done studio work as well. Number of hits like White Room, Sunshine of Your Love, and the song Born Under a Bad Sign is the song we're going to do. It was written by Booker T. Jones, and also Albert King had a lot to do with the writing of it as well. And Albert King probably did the one that people are more familiar with, but I just wanted the Cream version of it. It's just amazing. So let's listen to Cream doing Born Under a Bad Sign.
Bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck. wasn't a bad thought, I wouldn't have no luck at all. No wine and women, it's all I crave. The big bad woman, they're gonna carry me to my grave. Born under a bad sign. I've been down since I began to crawl.
Born Under a Bad Sign, Cream, great group. We're going to take this thing home with a group called New Riders of the Purple Sage. And they're going to do a song called L.A. Cowboy. But from San Francisco, and members of the New Riders of the Purple Sage were actually members of the Grateful Dead as well. So that was one of their side projects. Grateful Dead had, like, I guess probably 17 or 18 different groups.
Oh, they had it rolling, man. They had, at the heyday, they were just all people were creating stuff left and right.
Just to be part of what the Dead was doing. And
all of them were different. That's the thing. Everybody had a different sound outside of the Dead.
Indeed.
And experimented with so many different things.
Everything from rock to country to bluegrass to the Grateful Dead. And they incorporated it all into one gel.
And like Mickey Hart with Rolling Thunder and the drums. And I mean, just what he's done over the many years of refining those techniques would never have done that if he was part of another band like Lisa. So.
Right. It being unlimited to do what they can do, and that's what they did. They just expressed their feelings the best way they could. And if they didn't do it, and the Grateful did, they did it in their own group. So wonderful, wonderful, wonderful experience, Grateful Dead, because they had so many groups they were involved with. But New Riders of the Purple Sage, L.A. Cowboy.
Thinking about that big home project? In Mississippi, the law requires a licensed contractor for residential projects, including new home construction over $50,000. Home remodeling or improvements, including roofing over $10,000. All subcontractors performing residential, electrical, plumbing, or HVAC work on new home construction projects over $50,000 or home improvement projects over $10,000. Don't risk your investment. Visit msboc.us to verify a contractor's license today. A message from the Mississippi State Board of Contractors.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today.
Hey, this is Bob.
This show was previously recorded.
Now, all right, Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. This is Buddy, your handyman. Hey, give us a text call or text line. Let us know what's going on in your life. Never did hear from anybody about solar panels. If you've got solar panels on your house, I want to hear how they're working for you. Are you saving money on doing that? And how to tell us more about that, because I really think it can. We need to know more about it. That's all there is to it. Need to know more about what's going on. And got the picture of the two girls, Ava and Olivia. On you girls are marching in a parade tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, the Pearls Christmas parade.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us all about that. That ought to be fun.
You've been marching, huh?
It's pretty fun sometimes.
You know,
it's cold. Yeah, it's gonna
It's cold, right? It's gonna be real cold. Do you guys get to wear gloves?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we do.
Oh, good, good.
But certain instruments have to have gloves without fingers, though.
Yeah. What instruments do y'all play?
I play trumpet.
I play the French horn and mellophone for marching season.
What is a mellophone? I learned a new one today. Let's see if you know what this one is. You know what a glockenspiel is.
The keyboard, the little xylophone.
She knows
what a smart kid. I was like, glockenspiel?
Glockenspiel.
What is that?
Oh, no.
I throw German words at my German dog all the time, like Schnurrhaar mit Lippen, Graunerkopf, Grausocken.
No, we speak English in this country.
Exactly. Glockenspiel.
Particularly in Pearl. We speak English all the time.
They speak Glockenspiel over there, obviously.
Glockenspiel. They do that up in Gluckstadt.
Gluckstadt. Luck City is what that means in German.
Yes.
Just in case you wanted to know.
Gluck City. Yeah. I go there quite a lot.
Gluckstadt.
My son lives in Gluckstadt.
I love Gluckstadt.
It's nice.
And, you know, they've done remarkable things. As anytime you go from a community to a town, that's a big jump.
Yeah.
And they took their time and got it right.
The mayor has done
a great job. And that's kind of one of those blueprints. You got a plan. You stick to your plan. And you see that it bears fruit. And sometimes there's going to be things you may have to change in there. But those, I'll tell you, the mayor and that crew up there, that they took that from a sleepy little community to it's going to be a bustling, thriving, blowing up at the seams town. Oh, it already is. I forgot.
Yeah, you can drive down some of those roads, and they seem like country roads. But over on the side, there's incredible subdivisions. Mm-hmm. Incredible subdivisions. Beautiful houses.
It is. And it's a beautiful part of the central Mississippi area. You got a lot of pastoral lands and big trees and rolling hills. It's just really – as you go up to Canton and all that, especially northern Hinds County and into Madison, there's just some beautiful pastoral settings. And if people haven't ridden – you know, this is the time of year where you can see a long way.
Right.
One of the prettier drives is going from Flora over to Edwards, Mississippi.
Oh, that's that.
Oh, man. Such a pretty drive. And there's not, you won't see much traffic.
Yeah.
But you'll see a lot of old barns and pastures and then a huge house over here. And it's just such a mix. But the setting is just.
And some of the pastures are just absolutely. And like rolling hills and
stuff. Forever. Yeah. That's why at this time of year, you kind of get to see a little bit more. North Mississippi was like that, north of Oxford, once you got on the north side of the lake, Sardis. It reminds me a lot of that northern Hinds and Madison County area where you have just beautiful hills and big oak trees and, you know, some old sites you pass through there, and there used to be a cabin or a house or something there. You can tell because of the little flowers growing and where that was the front door stoop. And always love seeing that stuff.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. All right. What do-it-yourself project are you most happy with that you did this year? Hey, let us know. I want to find out what's going on. What do-it-yourself project made you just to kind of say, hey, I did this, and I want you to see. We'll be happy to show a picture of it. Let's see what this person says.
I redid my backyard with drainage and tilled it up, got all the roots out, and had the behind the fence pushed back a great deal to give us some breathing room. And so I guess that's probably the bigger project done this year.
Yeah, that's quite a chore, I was going to say.
And getting, you know, feeding deer and getting to watch them every day. They go through about 100 pounds of corn and and rice in about 4 days once the acorns start drying up. So
this year, for the first time, probably this year, I've had two deer. This 2 days ago, I had a male and a female in the backyard.
Nice.
And yesterday, I had a female come up in the middle of the day in the backyard. And I was like, I haven't had deer in my backyard since the foxes have come around.
Yeah, a fox will scare them off.
Coyotes.
Yeah, I moved my fire pit area down a little bit. Yeah. Got it. Now I haven't lit it up yet, but it's going to get. Hopefully, we don't have any more rain tonight, so I can put enough lighter fluid on the damp wood. But I got a beautiful teepee of wood sitting there that's been chopped and broken. And
pour some lighter fluid on it.
I'll pour as much as it
doesn't matter how much it is. It's going to burn anyway. Yeah.
Bottle or two, whatever it takes.
Just whatever it takes.
But, that to me was one of the more fun because I spend a lot of time like you outside in the yard.
Yeah.
I have some bigger handyman projects such as removing some old decks.
Sure.
Levels that have gotten soft. And we've talked about that, and it's just going to be better to go concrete. But waiting a little bit, it's not something you want to do as 30.
No.
That'll be a lot of accomplishment for that part of the yard. And by the time it's done, I'll be very happy with it. And then probably find something else to do.
That's pretty amazing because you stay pretty busy up here.
Yeah, I have time in the afternoons. I'll get out of here around lunch and then spend a few hours doing stuff. And then I get back to research and all that. But watching the grass grow is like watching the paint dry.
Yeah.
You just sit there, and then all of a sudden, you have this fuzz. And it's just like, oh, my goodness, that's so beautiful. Then it's basically like taking care of your favorite piece of china. You don't want to touch it. You don't want to step on it. You just want to watch it. And so it's been fun watching the rye come in and a couple different styles.
Sure.
Getting ready for burning in the fire pit. I know most of you guys are out there thinking the same thing. And then three, got the grill ready to go. It's always fun to this time of year throw some stuff on the grill.
I'll grill sometime, probably Sunday or Monday. I'll grill out for sure.
Got to get past Thanksgiving to me.
Yeah,
because it takes about a week to recover from all of the food
and quit.
Hanging out, and it just and then you got to throw it away.
Don't throw it away.
Don't throw it away. Did y'all do much of the leftover world, or you do, so y'all like leftovers? Y'all not spoiled? Huh?
we had Thanksgiving at their house.
Yeah,
at Melissa, their mom is Melissa, my daughter, and we had that and the whole family over there for Thanksgiving dinner. It was great, and absolutely food was endless, and it was wonderful. And yes, I have been eating on it a pretty good bit. I think I'm about done eating on my leftover Thanksgiving food.
Man, it'll take a lot out of you eventually. I mean, once you eat up all that. I tell you, we did ours on Friday of last week, and then I had to come back up here and do our high school football scoreboard show at 10. That was the most draggy I have ever been with last Friday. I could not. I mean, I got going, but it was like, wow. And all of us were that way. We're like, man, what is going on? It's the turkey.
It's the turkey. Turkey will get you every time. And you got to look out for it because it will.
Ava and Olivia, what was the favorite part of Thanksgiving food and family and all that stuff did y'all have that you enjoyed the most?
I know what she's going to say.
Mind reader.
She knows her sister pretty well.
Because it's always the same. Because she's kind of picky.
Okay.
Either mac and cheese rolls or ham.
Well, this now I will say I'm not a big mac and cheese person. I really don't care. But Melissa made some mac and cheese this year. And it was probably the best mac and cheese I've ever had.
It sounds like you could take the mac and cheese, some of the ham, and put it on a Hawaiian roll. Ooh, that would be delicious.
That was great. That was really, but all of Thanksgiving dinner was wonderful. I mean, there was everything. I had a roast out there and a turkey out there and just a fried turkey.
I love a fried turkey. They fried four or five up here at the office about a week and a half ago.
Right.
And I was literally like Bugs Bunny with the smell coming through the halls. I'm like, where is this again?
Yeah.
I found it. Trust me. I found that.
That's good. Fried turkey is pretty good. I mean, I don't know. Have they gotten to that up north yet? I don't know.
They may not know you got to you got to thaw that baby out first. Rocket launching out of your fryer, if not.
Well,
Mike Cheney, our amazing insurance commissioner and fire marshal, we always have him on About 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, maybe we can. And he always reminds everybody, make sure you thaw your turkey.
Yeah,
we've all seen
you
that.
You don't want to put frozen turkey. No.
It's like throwing a paint can in a lit fire and just waiting for it to explode.
That's going to go out in no time at all.
Sure. So a handyman tip again, if you're going to be frying turkeys in the holidays, make sure they're thawed. Especially, I had somebody the other day ask me, and she said, you know, I really wanted to do the fried turkey. Just kind of scared, don't really know what to do. It's literally the most simple thing ever. You inject your turkey with goodies, you know, whatever flavoring you like, and get your oil right. Make sure your turkey has been thawed for a day at least.
Sure.
And then drop it in there. Get the temp up to what it says in Google, you know, just what is the internal temp. Put your thermometer on that thing and let it fry until it's right, and it's ready to eat right then.
It just amazes me how you can deep fry a turkey like that and come out and start eating the turkey, and it's not greasy.
Oh, no, it's just right out of the gate.
That's
it's ready
great.
To – my favorite part of this time of year is slicing.
Yeah.
I don't know about y'all, but I love slicing the turkey. And the ham usually comes spiral cut for you if you get it that way. But I love the turkey. I have a great technique that I use where you start in the breast and go down the ridge and get your slices.
Right.
And then come back from the outside and chop it off. And you got these and it just lays perfectly. You don't have to touch it. You just take that knife and throw it off, man. I'm an expert at slicing turkey.
Yeah, but you probably have a good knife.
Well, the electric knife.
You
know,
have to have
go with a
good
great
knife.
Electric
in
knife.
In order to do that, you have to sharp knife.
Yeah, this one would have shaved my whiskers for me
if
I would have used it.
That's the way it should be.
As such. But no, that's one of my favorite things is the first cut into the turkey right there on the breastbone.
Yeah.
Get that nice deep cut and then get it exactly the way you want it, depth and thickness. And cut that base and it goes, just lays over like dominoes.
Look at Lance going crazy over
turkey. Oh, I can't wait for Christmas now. I'm hoping we have like two turkeys and multiple hams.
I know. People have gotten away from having turkey at Christmas because they think it's just too much. So I like turkey at Christmas.
I like turkey twice.
Me too.
Two times a year for this kind of preparation.
But not everybody thinks that way anymore.
That's fine. They can go eat ham. I'll eat ham anytime, and I love a good honey-baked ham. They're so much fun to eat.
They're good. They are
and
good.
They're, to me, probably the best leftover.
Good leftover honey ham? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Now, is there anything you girls have planned? Obviously, I know that you are creating gifts for folks through the holidays, but what else, once you get out of school in what, a week, what are y'all going to do with your month off?
Tell them how busy you are.
There ain't no month off, huh?
Can't think of anything.
They can't think of anything. But they've got
bed.
So many. They practice this and practice that and practice this and practice that and paint this.
It doesn't stop.
No.
My niece is same age as y'all, and she is so booked up all the time with this and that and school and you know and you take it so seriously. I'm amazed at the level of attention the youth today put into so many different things and do it so well. So I commend you girls for being multi-talented, multifaceted, and interested in many different things. It makes a difference.
I think it really makes a difference in a person's life if they always tend to have a focus, regardless of whether it's an art or art project or a musical project or just a focus. That's so important because without it, there's so many other things that are being put in that if you don't have a focus, you can get lost really quick. You can get hooked on one of those things really quickly.
In my time, and probably yours as well, you know, your parents would say, go outside. And you'd go outside and be like, all right. And then I'd go down to the shop and I'd find something to turn on and I'd pull out like an arrow that had a field tip on it and I'd grind it down on the grinder till it was as sharp as it could be. And I mean, I loved the fact that my parents didn't let me sit there like Atari or whatever.
Right.
I got like 45 minutes on that. Like, get out. You're not doing this.
Outside.
So, I loved that. You know, I grew up in a way that, you know, I was kind of forced because I think we all can take the easy road sometimes.
Well, when these girls were younger, they used to play a lot outside, bikes and scooters and what, shoot basketball all the time. But nowadays, they're so busy with projects in the house. Yeah. They don't really
and they're almost grown at 15 now.
Yeah.
They'll be in college in 20 minutes.
What's this almost stuff? Take a short break. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. Another segment coming up. We got to hear. So you keep listening. Rock and Roll Handyman Show at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy. Be right back.
We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming. His dad was mad. We was playing the same old song. In the afternoon, and sometimes we would play it all night long. It was all we knew, and easy too, so we wouldn't get it wrong. All we did was bend the string like
Supertalk.fm. Supertalk.fm. Your one stop for all the news that matters in the Magnolia State. Supertalk.fm. Everything you need to know at your fingertips. Supertalk.fm.
From all of us at Covington County Hospital, we wish you peace, joy, and good health this holiday season.
Thank you for trusting us with your care.
May your days be merry, bright, and filled with hope for the year ahead.
Happy holidays from our family to yours.
Covington County Hospital, where your health care matters.
Grammy Museum Mississippi is thrilled to announce the opening of a groundbreaking new exhibit in January. The Killer, the Preacher, and the Cowboy. The legacies of Jerry Lee Lewis, Jimmy Swaggart, and Mickey Gilley. Opening Thursday, January 22nd. Come celebrate three cousins who left an indelible mark on American culture and whose stories continue to inspire generations. Sponsored by Sun Records and Visit Mississippi. To purchase tickets or to learn more about this exhibit and other events, visit...
We've sent that rib band.
This show was previously recorded.
Yeah, you can change. Believe me.
He's having a hard time changing, but it's possible.
Hey, Ray, thank you, Ray, for sending that picture.
We'll
try to get see this picture.
I'm trying to get it
up on the screen as soon as we can. But
well, that's actually, he was reading my mind because I was thinking about the same exact thing, but not necessarily screening in a porch, but how we've gone from the use of pergolas
right.
to more of the pitched frame type of outdoor patio.
That's what
and
Ray.
This is beautiful.
Ray from Long Beach sent us a text with a. He said it wasn't this year, probably 2018. We had our screen back porch. We used 5/4 deck boards for the framing and ripped off fence boards for the screen trim and also custom built door. So, Ray, thank you for that
picture. It's beautiful. I'll have it up in just a second.
We'll get it up. We'll get it up on the screen. You've got to see what's going on. Also, a text has come in with a recipe for deep frying chicken,
a
deep frying turkey. I mean, it says 350 degrees, 3 pounds per minute, and that's just real simple how that goes.
Yeah, I would say it's easy, and a lot of people are, you know, they've heard the horror stories.
Yeah,
And the real key to it is just make sure it's thawed.
Yeah,
but follow the instructions like our listener suggested, and use a meat thermometer. That always helps.
And then somebody commented on our talking about Gluckstadt, and I said Gluckstadt is a fantastic place to do business. I agree. Gluckstadt is just a fantastic place. Period. That's all there is to it. All right. Let me take a little minute and tell you right about Atlas Foundation Repair. Got to get that in. Foundation Repair. Atlas does a great job in doing that, and they care about making sure your foundation is level and square and He's an expert at fixing slab foundations. You call Tony Arpino at Atlas at 800-256-1010. Atlas Foundation Repair, and Tony will come to your home, your place of business. He can do a lot with just pictures on the internet. Or he'll come to your place and be happy to look at the place. You call him, 800-256-1010, Atlas Foundation Repair. The good people in the foundation business, they know what's going on, and they can take care of it just right. All right. We did get a picture of that.
I'm going to put it back up. I'm going to move it.
Okay. A picture of that screened porch that Ray had in Long Beach. And, Ray, it looked really, really, really good. And we'll have it up here in a minute. We had it up a minute ago, but it went away. it'll come back.
There we go. We're there.
There we go. And that's... You're right. That screen porch is just like all the way, vaulted all the way to the top.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I've ridden around a little bit more lately as I get an idea of what I'm going to do.
Uh-huh.
There's a pergola above one of the decks.
Right.
And it's in decent shape. So a few of the rafter boards need to be replaced.
Sure.
But instead of I have four great posts.
Right.
8x8. So,
sure. Oh, yeah.
You know, instead of going back with a flat pergola top, pitching it,
yep,
and doing it much like what you see there. And I've seen a lot in neighborhoods where they look really, really good. More protection from the elements.
Sure.
It has a more architectural feel, as the pergola is neat, but it doesn't have much cover. It's a, you know, the rain comes through. You can have a,
yep,
you know, tin on it if you want it, or see-through plastic, but it still doesn't have that same kind of architectural strength look, and I love that. Thank you, Ray, for showing, because that's actually exactly the mindset I have right there. Instead of screening it, though, just getting some sunscreen, maybe.
I've always had a hard time really understanding the purpose of a pergola.
Decorative, hanging plants.
Yeah, but that's really all there is to it, to make a walkway, to walk under something just elegant.
And
we have
a good bit of wisteria that uses that as somewhat of a barrier and a brace.
Yeah.
And it really, during the summer, creates a lot of great shade.
Yes.
Because
yes,
you have that growing over your rafters and stuff. In the winter, it's not nearly as practical.
Useful.
And then, you know, any of your furniture on there, which there's a couch and a couple of nice chairs, the cushions and all that get wet. And so, yeah, it's just one of those things that I think going that route, going with concrete and with a pitched roof above it rather than the pergola, is kind of the route I'm going to go. And if anybody has anything they've done, I've seen a lot of new construction.
Right.
Not the house new, but newer construction in the yards where this is what's being implemented, you know, four pegs and a pitched roof and all your furniture under it with a nice piece of beautiful tin on top. Man, it looks really, really good. So I'm going to commend y'all that have gone that route. I've seen
more of more of that around than I have lately.
Yeah, it really looks good.
So it does look
whoever's
good
doing that work, they're doing a great job.
Yeah,
and thank you for sharing, Ray. That's really a remarkable look. I love that.
All right. Okay, we got that taken care of, Ray. We got your picture up there, Ray. I'm proud of it, too. I'm glad we did. All right. Something that every adult in a household needs to be aware of is how to shut off all of the utilities, the electrical, the gas line, if you have gas, the water. Just all of the utilities that may be coming into your house, you have to know where the shutoff is and how to use it properly. And without this knowledge, you're just not as safe as you can be, particularly in the event of an emergency and you can't shut some kind of power or utility that's going into your house off. You can create a lot of major problems by not doing that. But by having the power shut off, and it's pretty simple to do, to shut the power off. Of course, plumbing nowadays is easier whether you have a PEX system, because it's all run from a manifold, which is very much like a fuse box or a circuit breaker box, where you can actually shut it off right there in your house, where you don't have to go to your street meter and turn the little turnbuckle and shut the thing off. But that's basically how you shut your water off. You do have to make sure the water is shut off, particularly if you have a plumbing problem. Oh, my word.
Oh, that was fun. Going out, we had a plumber come by one day looking to do something. He's like, where is your meter? I'm like, man, I have no idea. It took forever to find it. And then once we popped the top, it's all electric down in there now.
Yeah.
They got all those little meter things in
and they
it.
Just read it. They just drive by on a truck and read it with them.
Is that accurate? I liked when they got out and had to read it.
Does that matter?
Yeah.
How can we up the price if it's accurate?
Right, yeah. But yeah, it took a minute to find it because, you know, now that they don't have to come open it up and look at it anymore,
right.
You'll get stuff on top of it. I had a big plant sitting on it. I was like, I didn't even think of.
Unreal.
Yeah, but yeah, that's nowadays it's digital.
Yeah.
If you go pop that thing open, there's wiring in there. That's
it.
That's it.
That's it. But yeah, people need to know how to shut all the utilities off. It's important to do, and it can really save you a lot of aggravation later on. It can help a whole lot. So make sure that's done as well. All right, let's see. Items that really can help furniture look the very best that it can look is like Murphy's Oil Soap. That works extremely well in cleaning products up. And so does Formby's Furniture Refinish or Repair. There's a liquid that Formby's liquid has and that actually you put on a rag. And it's got a little stain in it as well. And you just wipe down furniture with it and it gives the furniture back its gloss and its sheen. It fills all of the gaps and holes that may be showing raw wood. Helps a lot. Formby's Furniture Repair. All right.
Hey, before you go, I got to say Merry Christmas to Olivia and Ava. I'm sure I won't see them until after the holidays, so I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas, and thanks for coming in and hanging out with us.
Thank you.
She said thank you. I heard it. All right. Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi. We do it every Saturday at the Build Mississippi Studios. We'll talk a little more about Build Mississippi next week, and great to talk to you. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Who doesn't love a good laugh and free car advice?
Well, it depends on the advice. Tune into Under the Hood, and you can have both.
I'm Russ, along with Shannon and Chris, your hosts for two of the best hours you'll spend this week.
We've been the Motor Medics since 1990, and we'll tackle any question you can throw at us.
You don't have to be a car person to love Under the Hood. We've got something for everyone right here every week.
Under the Hood, Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m., right here on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm.
Planning a home improvement project? Don't let your dream renovation become a nightmare. Before you hire any contractor, remember these three essential steps. Ask to see their current state license, check their insurance coverage, and always get at least three written estimates. Visit msboc.us to verify credentials and review complaints. Your home deserves a licensed professional because when it comes to construction, cutting corners could cost you everything. Call the Mississippi State Board of Contractors or go to msboc.us.
Hi, I'm Josh.
This show was previously recorded.
Hello?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it. Whoa!
Good morning, rock and rollers. Welcome to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi. This is Buddy Slowick, your handyman, going to be here until noontime, making all kinds of noise on the radio today. Great guests coming up at 10:30. We're going to have 10:30-ish. We're going to have Patton Seabrook is going to be on the phone with us about talking about paint and about all that sort of thing. And we've got a lot of topics we want to get to today and talk about all those. But in the meantime, you're welcome to call us. Our call-in number is 888-808-8637. Or you can text us at 601-879-4395. And we'd love to hear you see your text. We'll read your name, let you know who text us and what you may have to say. And I happen to bring some helpers with me today because I'm struggling to get this thing done by myself, and now I got all the help in the world. I got Ava Lewis and Olivia Lewis. They're my grandchildren that are here with me. Good morning, girls.
Good morning.
Well, they're here today, and they're going to talk about taking care of business. So all the kids and all the grandkids that I have, except for one, was involved in sports and growing up in sports. But you girls aren't. Your interest is elsewhere, like in talent and in art and whatnot. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I like more of the things that connect with people.
Yeah.
Just builds a connection. I find it more fun.
Well, like what do you mean, build a connection? Through what?
Music, art,
oh.
Dance sometimes.
Yeah. Now you didn't know. I can get that myself. How about
just anything like art-related, music-related, because there's so many ways you can go with that.
Well, I've got to say, all right, first off, what you're 31 years old? No. What, you're 14.
15.
I'm supposed to know all that stuff. You're 15 years old. And I have to say, before anybody says anything, these two girls, young girls, ever since have been great, great artists. They really can paint and really have great imaginations for pulling out the best of everything when they do stuff like that. And it's like amazing. And when they get involved in an art project, it's like an all-day thing. It's like, look out, here we go. We're going to – they do a deep dive into it, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You girls are crazy. And they love music. I mean, they're both in the band. They both play – one plays a trumpet and one plays a French horn. Is that correct?
Yes.
But have guitars. They have also keyboards. They have what? Did you ever get that violin that you talked about?
Mm-mm. I got a ukulele.
Yeah, a ukulele. So they play a lot. So at any rate, they're here, and Ava is here, and Olivia is here, and I'm just happy to have them on board today. And any questions you have for them, hey, jump on. We'd love to hear it, too, hear what you have to say. All right. Handyman stuff. Well, I finally got the window in my house finished up, taking out a door unit and putting in a window. And, well, I used to do that kind of thing a lot for, like, a living. But I don't any longer, so I don't have the tool collection that I used to have. Most of the people who do the installation for me now in windows and doors and whatnot have all the tools in their truck. So how I ended up trimming it out was with a hammer and some nails, some finished nails, and nail punches and wood filler. And I want to tell you, that took a long time to do and not damage the wood as well. And before I start another project like that, I will get a power nailer and probably a strong brad nailer, a big-time nailer. Power nailers can really make a difference in any project that you're doing. And if you're going to do regular projects, there's really nothing like a power nailer. I mean, nailing with a hammer and nailing it over and pounding it in with a nail punch, that is such old school way to get things done. And it did take me some time to get that done, but at any rate, it's finished and it looks great, and I'm happy with it. So that window offers a lot more light into my room than what the door did. Plus, I never use the door anyway, so hey, it worked out pretty well. All right. Well, when you go to a home, like a big box home center or a lumberyard or anything at all, you're picking out lumber and you're looking at it, and every piece of lumber generally has a stamp on it somewhere. And it's a pretty good idea to have some knowledge of what those stamps actually mean. Some is just grading material, and it tells you what grade it may be. And then there's two letters on there called KD. It's K, the letter K, and the letter D. And that means it's been kiln dried. Before a material is shipped to a lumber yard, it's all stacked in and put in like what would be a pressure cooker. And actually some of the moisture is actually drawn out of it. And when it's sold or given to the home center or brought to the home center, It has much less moisture in it, which makes it straighter, makes it stay straighter. It won't warp nearly as much. So KD is important. I suggest that any kind of wood we buy is kiln dried. Not too many years ago, they started making, well, I guess it was called yellow wood at the time, but yellow wood is pressure treated wood that had been kiln dried. And before that, they weren't kiln drying pressure treated because they knew that the material that they put on it to make it pressure treated would soak into the material a whole lot better than if they kiln dried it. But they found a way to get the material impregnated inside the lumber material and kiln dried it and have it stay right where it is. So that's something that can be done. Make sure that you're aware of what KD means and maybe look at what some of the grading on lumber. It'll help you a whole lot. And then when you're picking I say this a lot, when you're picking up stuff at the lumber yard, don't just throw what you don't want, which is maybe not quite as straight as you want, so you just throw it back in the pile. No, put it back in order and put it right. Remember, if you throw things up there in a crazy fashion, things are going to warp and bend and be a whole lot worse than what they would be stacked in a normal position with a slats in between them. So anytime you're picking out lumber at a home center or a big box home center, make sure that you do a good job and leave the package in good shape. Pretty good chance when you went to start picking it out, material is already there and in good shape. And that's the way you should keep it. And I've found also when I go shopping for lumber, maybe it's because, I don't know why it is. I wear gloves a lot when I do that because I don't want to get splinters. Wimp that I am. I don't want splinters, is all there is to it.
There's no reason to get them if you don't want them.
I don't want them. And if you get a pressure treated splinter, it's there to stay. It's going to fester and really get worse. You got to get it out. Pressure treated is kind of the worst kind of splinter you can get, material that's pressure treated, because that stays in your system and really it festers and makes a big mess. So get it out. Get it out. Hey, let me take a minute to tell you about Revel Ace Hardware, one of the better hardware stores around. Revel Ace, great hardware store. They've been in business a long time, and they have hardware stores all over central Mississippi. Matter of fact, they're open all day today. They opened at 7 this morning, and they'll be open all day. Most Revels not only are open regular hours until 6 at night, but sometimes a little longer depending on their need, on your needs. So when you go into a Revel, you'll find customer service next to none. There's nobody better than the people who want to service you at Revel. They do that, and they do it so, so well. On top of that, next to their hardware store in Pearl is their training center, their power equipment center. They have all the power equipment that you'd ever possibly need, plus all of the tools and all of the parts and pieces to actually repair power equipment, and they can do that too. Go see my friends, Revel Ace Hardware. They really know what's going on and do a good job. I go to Revel probably at least weekly. I went there once this week, but hey, sometimes I get there more than others. Good store. You need to check them out, Revel Hardware. All right. Well, Ava and Olivia, are you guys working on any projects now?
We have been doing some paintings for some people.
Mm-hmm. Doing paintings for people?
Mm-hmm.
You mean like selling them?
More like
donating.
Kind of. And more like,
we're going to give you this painting. You donate us $2,000. Yeah, that'll work. But that's great. You're doing.
Are these for gifts for people that mm-hmm. you're creating? As always, I love being, when I was in my younger years, and you would have to go to school and they'd say, all right, you're going to create something, you know, for your mom or your dad. And it was always fun because it was like a paperweight back then.
Yeah.
You just It'd be like a blob or something. We've gotten so much more creative in schools today, you know. So it's really cool to see that, you know, kids are creating things. I love that.
Well, what Ava and Olivia have done is some of their friends have actually seen pictures on walls and taken shots of those pictures and say, gosh, I wish I had that picture, but I can't certainly afford to pay that much for it. They brought the picture home on their cell phone, showed it to these girls, and these girls did a copy of it, which was just as good as the original.
Yeah, love it.
And the lady loved it. I mean, and that's the kind of thing that's the kind of thing they give away.
That's awesome. Keep up the good work, girls.
I don't think they've ever done one for me.
Uh-oh.
We need to change that.
Yeah, they'll change that. We know what you're getting for Christmas.
Yeah. Your black coal in your stocking coming your way, and Trump will be proud of that. No, that's as close as we're getting to politics today, period. That's all there is to it. All right. Well, what we talk about, stamping lumber, that's so important to get the lumber stamped and also stacked in the correct direction as it should be. That's just the way to do it. All right, you're looking for plans and you're going to build something, whether it's a bookcase or it doesn't matter, an arbor. Go to your computer and go to YouTube and pull up Anna White. That's A-N-N-A White. She's from Alaska and has been building material, hand building material for years, and has gotten to the point where she's actually making plans and cut lists for this material. So by contacting Anna White and going through her website, you can actually look up some of the things that you want to build. And some of the plans and cut sheets are absolutely free. Now, when you get to the bigger material that takes a little more time, a little more effort, and a lot of planning involved, then there's going to be a cost involved, but it's a minimal cost at that. So Anna White is a great source for plans and doing smaller projects. In other words, if you're not quite sure how to build that birdhouse or how to build that hutch or how to build that whatever, Anna White has the answer for you with tons of options. So that'll help for sure.
We're not talking about Vanna White. The moment you mention that name, I'm like, really? I can get in touch with her?
I noticed as soon as I said Anna White, you went to the computer.
Oh, yeah. She's doing what? No.
One of
my favorite people of all time.
I wasn't talking about Vanna
just
White.
Just making sure, because I know a lot of people out there were like, did he say Vanna White?
No, I said Anna White.
Just for clarification.
I've used her plans before on a couple of projects, and man, they're on the spot on.
Well, you would know. You're a plan-oriented person.
Yeah.
And I always reiterate that, probably more and more that I've been part of this show, is having a plan.
Yeah,
people
sure.
Say, hey, what about this? Look, draw it out, have a plan. Yeah. And always be able to be flexible. If something doesn't work, you got to get back to the drawing board.
What he meant to say, folks, is when something doesn't work.
The if and when are interchangeable.
Yes, if and when are definitely. And somehow, in any kind of project that you're doing, you know, the bigger project, the more it's going to happen, you're going to have some things just not go as you plan for them to go. And therefore, you'll be creating a problem. Well, that's not a stopping point at all. That's a point, a stop enough to think about the problem and figure out how to go ahead and how to move ahead. And if you're perplexed, the answer is on the computer. You can go to the computer and you can find out the answer and how to do a particular project. Or you can go see a professional on the job and actually talk to them about how to get a project done. And believe me, you can get so much done by talking to these people and looking at plans and getting some idea. It'll give you a direction in which to solve your problem. So don't let your problem stop you. In other words, when you're involved in a project, you are going to run into Murphy's Law. That's, you don't know that something was going to be the problem until you got into the project and started realizing, ooh, there's something I forgot to do. And That takes time and effort. That has to be solved as well. And anytime you run into any kind of problem like that, don't bury it and don't cover it up with some kind of, say, hey, it's damaged, I'm just going to cover it and over it and not going to see it and not going to worry about it. Well, it's going to continue to grow and be a problem further on down the road. So solve it. Solve the problem and then continue on your project as you're supposed to do. And that'll help you a lot by doing just that. All right. Well, there's so many type of wood fillers out there. My word. I mean, there's interior wood fillers. There's exterior wood fillers. There's wood fillers that have a little moisture in them that actually can mold into like whatever you want them to mold them in. And there's also dry fillers out there that you can add water to and make like a putty out of, or make any thickness of material that you want. Most of that make by yourself, make up yourself, is going to be like an interior use type stuff, but it's easy to sand and it dries like wood. It looks just the same color as wood. And it works very well. They also make a project that is it's going to actually, you know, just already be ready to go, and it's great for exterior use. Hey, short break coming up. Pat and Seabrook is going to be with us on the phone and talk about paints and what Seabrook is all about. My name is Buddy Slowick. This is the Rock and Roll Handyman Show on Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. Be right back. Sand the song.
Mississippi News doesn't sleep, and neither do we. At supertalk.fm, you get news from all over the state. From stories to keep you safe, to legislation that could affect your bank account, to weather reports to help you better plan your weekend. Plus, find in-depth interviews with the newsmakers in the Supertalk podcast archives. And everything Mississippi sports. Your Mississippi News. All the time, on air and online. At supertalk.fm.
Thinking about that big home project? In Mississippi, the law requires a licensed contractor for residential projects, including new home construction over $50,000, home remodeling or improvements, including roofing over $10,000. All subcontractors performing residential, electrical, plumbing, or HVAC work on new home construction projects over $50,000 or home improvement projects over $10,000. Don't risk your investment. Visit msboc.us to verify a contractor's license today. A message from the
For a flipping good.
This show was previously recorded.
Jump. Well, Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. And on the phone, we've got Patton Seabrook and Seabrook Paints. Good morning, Patton.
Good morning, buddy. How are you doing today?
Man, it's just wonderful out there. It's a little cool, but I like it.
That's right. It's that time of year.
It's all right with me. Seabrook Paints, what a great, great product you guys have, and really probably one of the better ones on the market, if not the best on the market for sure. And that includes all their lines, their stains, their deck coating, their exterior house paint, everything. But, of course, this time of year is a little cool for people to be painting their house, so there's not a whole lot of that going on right now, I don't think, is there?
Well, there was. You know, we had a really good stretch there weather-wise. You know, several months of just sunshine and not a whole lot of precipitation. So
sure. People
were able to get a good bit done. They had a pretty good window of opportunity there. But, as you know, the weather changes, and we're here.
We're here
at that point. So it really cuts down on the exterior projects.
Yeah.
Your windows are just a lot shorter to get things done.
Right.
Know?
Yeah. But it's a good time of year to also be doing a project like in the house, some painting in the house,
sure.
painting a wall or painting, you know, whatever. There's so many things that can be done inside. But
this is the time of year really to dress interiors because you know if it's environmentally controlled, then you're okay.
Sure.
And you can you have plenty of time to get things done because, you know, you don't have to worry about the weather.
Yeah, and on top of that, today, the paints don't have the odor that they had years ago because they don't carry the VOCs or all the material in them that they used to carry, and yet they still do a wonderful job in coverage and a wonderful job in holding up.
That's right. So, you know, the waterborne products have come such a long ways in the last 30 years, and especially with your coatings that you put on cabinets and trim or furniture or anything like that,
sure.
The waterborne technology is just far superior from what it used to be. So, therefore, you don't have to worry, like you were saying, about the odor that you would typically have.
Right.
And some of the coatings, some of the waterborne coatings are so low in VOC that, and like our colorant that we use to tint paint with, is a zero VOC.
Wow.
So, you know, it's just not a whole lot of odor.
Yeah, yeah. That's good quality stuff, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. It's worth the money, if you're doing it yourself.
And, like, let's take, like, an interior paint and disregard the sheens. They're just talking about what types do you have? I mean, there's a contractor grade and there's a high-end grade. Is there something in the middle or you know? How does that work?
You know, there's a wide array of coatings. You have commercial products that are kind of tailored
right.
and marketed towards the contractor trade, you know, commercial trade. And then you have what we call the premium line, which is a number of coatings.
Yeah.
And, you know, they start off, one's a little cheaper than the other one, then they just kind of go up the ladder. Basically, what you're buying is technology, and you're buying raw materials, because what you get is you get, you know, more volume solids and more resin in the coating with the more expensive paint,
right.
which means it hides better, it goes further square footage wise, and it holds up longer, it holds the color longer.
So basically,
it's better technology.
Basically, in the end, you might be spending a few more dollars on getting a better quality product. But that's really not money spent because you're going to get more durability and more time out of it.
That's right. And a lot of times you use a lot less paint.
Yeah.
It hides a lot better. It goes further. It touches up better. So you end up, you know, using a lot less paint, which means less labor.
But I think, and we've talked about this every week, every time you come on, and we're going to talk about it again today. But the result of any paint job is really the victim of the prep work beforehand. It always has to be done.
That's right. The prep work is essential, just like, you know, building a house. You have to have a really good foundation.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
So, you know, a good paint job, you have to have, you know, really good prep work for it to come out correctly.
Right. A lot of people at this point in time will say, well, I'm going to paint my bedroom today, and they'll clean out all the furniture in the center of the room or get it out of the room and lay out their drop cloths and then just start painting the wall without ever thinking about, maybe I should have cleaned it first or dusted it first or degreased it or wiped it down, particularly if you're working in a room that, like a kitchen area.
You got to really pay attention to the substrates and make sure you know, if it's a busy commercial kitchen, you're
sure.
probably going to have to, you know, really clean the cabinetry.
Yeah,
and
for
get,
sure.
Because a lot of that stuff is airborne, as you know, and if you don't clean well, you will have a problem with delamination or peeling.
Right. And so to do that much effort, to put all the effort in that it would take to do a paint job and to have it fail because you didn't do the proper diligent work beforehand, something wrong with that picture.
Right. Yeah, and there's all kind of scenarios, and we're pretty good at tailoring, you know, everybody's project, you know, to make sure that they get the products and do the proper steps so that everything turns out correctly. You know, one of our biggest questions is, you know, people have kitchen cabinets that are stained and varnished or right. have a lacquer finish, and right. they want to know the proper steps to paint kitchen cabinets. You know, it's a huge question, and it's a big deal because, as you know, our kitchens have gotten really big.
Yes.
So it turns into a really big project. So when they're wanting to move away and move more to a painted look, an opaque paint film on the cabinetry instead of a stain, you know, you got to really pay attention to what you're doing. And a lot of times you have to use a bonding primer.
Right.
After you clean the cabinets, you have to use a bonding primer.
Is that bonding primer?
Depending on what finish is on there.
Is that bonding primer waterborne or is it a latex? I mean,
yes. Okay. We have several. The one we sell the most of is called Stix, STIX, Stix Bonding Primer. And it's manufactured by Benjamin Moore. It is waterborne. And it has very little odor, but it does a great job. I mean, it really wraps things up. And then you don't have to worry about it peeling or having a, you know, what we call a paint failure.
Yeah, right.
You don't get adhesion.
Is that the same primer that you'd use if you were painting a painted cabinet over that was traditionally stained?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. If it has a stained finish. Uh-huh. Or even if it has an oil base that's been on there for 50 years and it's gotten extremely hard, you know,
sure.
alkyds
yes.
or oils, you know, alkyd is the kind of resin that's in an oil base paint.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times you'll see alkyd on the front of the can. It'll say alkyd. But those coatings, as they get older, they get harder. They continue to get hard. So an alkyd can be hard to get adhesion to. So you would need to do the same thing on that. Unless you did just a lot of really good prep work, you know, like cleaning it and sanding it.
Cleaning it and sanding it. And I've read a lot about liquid sandpaper this week. It keeps popping up into my
product.
It is
great
a product. great product, and people need to use it all.
Yeah, and it's not that expensive. It's fairly economical. It doesn't cost that much. It goes a long ways. A quart of it will do a lot.
And
you just got to remember to keep turning your rag and keeping the rag wet. And just keep turning it, because as you wipe down, you get it dirty.
You're right. Right.
So you got to keep. And you can use old T-shirts, just 100% cotton T-shirts. You don't have to buy rags. You can use some of your old T-shirts you never wear anymore.
I guess I got plenty of those.
I think we all do.
Plenty of those.
Or sometimes, you know, your favorite T-shirt is the one you've had for 30 years. You
know. I wear my favorite T-shirt once in a while, too. Well, I'm a big Patriots football fan, and I have a Patriots T-shirt that's older than you are.
Right. I mean, sometimes, you know, the stuff that's old and has character are sometimes the things that we cherish the most. You know?
Lance and I were talking about one day about T-shirts, about old T-shirts, and how great they really feel to have an old T-shirt like that.
Well, you can't beat it for comfort, you know, especially in Mississippi,
But you're right.
Because it's usually hot.
They make great, great rags as far as cleanup. They really do.
Wiping cloths as well.
Oh, wiping cloths is what I meant to say. Rags is an old school term.
That's right.
Hey, I had a quick question. It was something that it dawned on me earlier this week, and I had visited with Patton for a couple of seconds off air. But there's a lot of people out there pulling stuff out of the attic, and it's a little dingy maybe. It had been sitting out for a Christmas or two, and they might want to repaint it. And my mom asked me, he goes, what do you think about this? I said, you know, I know who can answer any question you have about repainting some of your wooden candlesticks or some of the things that you look at and go, wow, man, I'd really like to make that pop this season. Sure. You're the guy to call, though, right, Patton, on that?
Oh, yeah. We recommend paint on everything.
Paint or
fresh paint.
You know, paint is a wonderful product because, as one manufacturer told me, he was like the sales manager for the North American region for a certain coating company. But he said, paint hides a myriad number of sins. You know, it just makes it all the bad stuff go away for a little while. It makes it look better.
Yeah, so it sure does.
It's a very popular product, and so people always need it.
Yeah, yeah, and the better quality product that you use, the longer it's going to last, particularly if you've done the proper prep work.
Right, and, that's right.
How do we say? I don't know. I wanted to ask you a question about microfibers. Everybody nowadays is talking about rollers with microfibers. What?
Oh, it's a great fabric.
Yeah, well,
it's
what?
It's great.
Like, what is it? Is it a small? Is it a small little fiber, or how does it work?
Yeah, it's a real fine fiber that's woven, and it's just a new product that hit the market, you know, a number of years ago,
sure.
And it's kind of really gotten a head of steam, like you're saying, here in the last few years.
Yeah,
even the contractors like them. Because they do two things. First, they put down an extremely smooth finish like the old white woven did for years. That's what we had before microfiber.
Right.
We had the white woven fabric. And the microfiber is not white. It's kind of, most of them kind of have a gray color to them, a couple of gray colors mixed in. Some of them you might, you know, some manufacturers might put blue in it or maybe even green, you know, depending on who the manufacturer is, just so people know it's theirs.
Right.
But it does two things. It puts it down just as smooth as the white woven. The big difference, it carries more paint.
Ah.
It carries more paint. So when you go to load your roller cover,
right,
it's, you're going to be able to go further with a microfiber and still get the real smooth finish of the white woven. The white woven would put on a very smooth finish, but it wouldn't carry as much paint.
Right.
So you had to keep going back to your bucket, you know, or your pan. Well, that takes time.
Sure.
You know.
Oh, yeah. And
so the microfiber really helps in that you still get the same smooth finish, but it carries a lot more paint.
Yeah. And it's once you use a microfiber, are they microfibers? Are there any available like on cardboard cores, or are they all on hardened cores?
You know, so both.
Okay.
I mean, they're on, I've seen them on both.
Yeah. So it's
you know, and they come in mini rollers too. You know, the little 4 or 6 inch mini rollers.
You know, those are really something. Those are pretty good. I mean, I haven't used.
Oh, they're excellent.
I haven't used one as much as I should, but they're excellent little rolls, little thin ones, or doing trim and whatnot. There's those little mini rollers are great.
Yeah, if you're working in a kitchen or a bathroom, you just have a lot of, you know, small wall spaces, you know, in between cabinets, you know, in between whatever.
Right.
It can get in those tight areas, you know, around your, you know, in your bathroom, like around your sink, around your commode, around your shower, where you just have 2 or 3 feet of sheetrock running around.
Yeah.
It'll get in those tight angles, and they're great for cabinets.
Sure.
Because you can finish out, you know, especially the inside of cabinets are kind of hard to paint because you kind of have to get up in there a little bit.
That's an understatement.
That's a lot easier to handle one of those.
Yeah. Patton, I got to take a short break. Can you stick with us a little while?
Sure.
All right. We're going to take a short break. You listen to the Handyman Show at Super Talk Mississippi at the Bill Mississippi Studios. Be right back with Patton Seabrook.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Super Talk Mississippi. Join Sports Talk Mississippi every day for the college football fix at 5 o'clock, driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers. Speaking of Ford, it's sales event time, and the deals are hot. The year-end sales event is going on now, and it's time for the annual Ford Holiday Gift Guide. Hard to go wrong with the great deals on trucks and SUVs from Ford, America's all-time best-selling auto brand. Don't forget the first rule of holiday gift-giving, to treat yourself. And there's not a better time to do it than during the Ford sales event. See your local Mississippi Ford dealer for detail.
Want to keep warmer this winter and cooler next summer and save money? Delta Utilities can help with generous rebates of up to $400 on new energy-efficient tankless water heaters, heating systems, and more. You can have a more energy-efficient home or workplace and save money on your utility bills all year long. It's simple. Visit DeltaUtilities.com to learn more and to qualify for your rebates today. That's DeltaUtilities.com.
Hi, I'm Josh.
Show was previously recorded.
I've heard dream dreams, yes,
All right. Rock and Roll Headband Show back again with Pat and Seabrook on the phone with us. We're talking about Seabrook Paints and what they're all about. And good to have you back, Patton. Welcome back.
Thank you, buddy.
What's going on new at Seabrook? Is there anything we need to know about or something we should know about?
Well, you know, Benjamin Moore totally reworked their exterior stain line. I know it's not exterior season, but it's they changed the name from Arbor Coat to Woodlux.
Right.
And they re-engineered a few of the products and made them even better. So wow. We're having really good results with that, where people are using that product, you know, where they have, you know, anything stained on the exterior from the house, you know, to, you know, like these outdoor kitchens, they use it a lot on decks.
Right.
You know, especially big decks around lakes and stuff like that. It holds up extremely well. And it's offered in the waterborne and in the oil.
Oh.
You know, so it's offered both in waterborne and oil, and getting really good results from that product line. The great thing about it, it's offered in the little half-pint samples as well, which I highly recommend if you're doing an exterior stain project to sample your color first.
Right.
Because the texture of the wood, the porosity of the wood, the color of the wood, if you're using a semi-transparent or semi-solid or translucent, is going to affect the outcome just as much as the color of the stain. So stain's a totally different ball game than dealing with a paint.
Yeah, particularly when you're using it outside. Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, we highly recommend people sampling their stain on the wood to be used on the project.
Right.
You know, the species, because as you know, different woods have different colors in them.
Yes.
So it can really affect the outcome. So we recommend people sample first. But that line has done really well since they kind of reintroduced it here in the last year.
Well, it's been a long time coming to get an outside staining material or finishing material for outdoor wood that can really be somewhat durable, because over the past few decades, it's just been an okay product as far as I'm concerned. I mean,
that's right. And especially down here, we're in the coastal south.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we just get hammered down here.
Yes.
With the weathering, which is, you know, rain, then sun, then rain, then sun. We get so much precipitation.
Yeah, it's unreal.
And our UV exposure is, you know, similar to Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
It's a lot.
You know, we're pretty close to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah.
So...
We get a lot of moisture from it, though.
We sure do. So that weathering really, you know, takes a toll on any coating.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, like, we've talked before about, you know, people who have stained doors.
Yeah.
Outside, that even if they just get an hour, 2 hours of sun a day, you really, if it's stained, you really need to check it, you know, every year or so. Because that clear finish is not going to hold up forever.
No.
You know, you're going to have to
that clear
redo it.
To stain a front door is... You're setting yourself up for work regularly. Where paint is going to last a whole lot longer.
Oh, yeah. Paint, people love that mahogany look of a stained front door, but it's
at what
high
cost?
Maintenance in Mississippi. if the sun is hitting it, especially if it's getting weather, you know, it gets wet, you're going to have to really maintain it, like you're saying.
Yeah.
Paint's a lot easier.
Yeah,
we do have a lot of people that just end up painting their door, and they look great.
Yeah, well, the trend is really going towards painting a door nowadays, rather than, and even the contractors are beginning to realize that painting it would be a much better situation. Not that every door
so
is painted.
So much easier to maintain.
Oh, yeah. So much easier to maintain.
A lot easier.
Well, that's good information. Give us some phone numbers and how we can get in touch with you guys.
Sure. You know, my downtown location, which is where our warehouse is, it's 601-352-4074. And then our Ridgeland location, which is just right on I-55, on the other side of the interstate from the Renaissance shopping area, that number is 601 853-9796.
All right. That's great information. I'm glad to have you on board today, and I hope you have a great holiday season, Patton. And
oh, it's going to be wonderful, buddy. I hope you do, too.
Oh, thank you very much. We're looking very forward to it, and, yeah, surrounded by family around here, and love it very much. It's like that's the way it should be. And,
that's right. That's right. That's when we're all supposed to get together and
enjoy.
Celebrate the Christmas season.
There you go. All right. You have a great day, a great weekend. Thank you for being on the show this morning.
Thank you, buddy. Y'all have a good day.
All right. Patton Seabrook, Seabrook Paint, and I'm telling you, you want some paint product or some information even, just information, they'll be happy to share that with you. And anybody who goes into Seabrook Paint is going to find a knowledgeable salesperson who can really advise you as to which way you can go. Regardless of what you're painting or whether you're redoing your kitchen or you're painting your front door or whatnot, they can give you all the proper information and how to get to it. So make sure you go see my friends at Seabrook Paint. All right. Moving ahead a little bit. Well, I want to talk a little bit about solar panels. Solar panels, I mean, capturing the sun, the energy from the sun, is just an absolutely wonderful idea in my thinking. Am I 100% sure that solar panels are the best way to do that? There's probably going to be better ways coming down the road somewhere or other. But until we get there, solar panels are being used pretty heavily throughout the country. And I know they're being used more and more around here. And I'm kind of curious as to anybody who maybe has solar panels out there. What have they done for you? And did they was there an incentive? Tell us a little bit about your experience with solar panels, if you indeed have had solar panels. You can text us at 601-879-4395, or you can actually call us and talk to us about solar panels, 888-808-8637. Let's see. Going back to the text line, there's no name there, just says, "Hey, buddy." That would be me, wouldn't it? I guess I could pull it up if I could see it.
Boudreaux.
There we go. Hey, Boudreaux. When cleaning a chimney, is it worth it to buy the creosote logs?
As a cleaning tool? Maybe maintenance, but to fully clean it, I would say no.
Yeah, fully. I think it should be fully cleaned occasionally. I don't think you need to have it chimney swept once a year, but I really do think that you should get it chimney swept from time to time, and then use those creosote killing logs occasionally. That'll help. All right, you're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here on Super Talk Mississippi. Coming up, Fox National News coming your way. Also, some local news. And then we're coming back with a music segment right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Rock and Roll Handyman Show, the Build Mississippi Studios. Don't you go away. We'll be back in a few.
Just put that hammer down and give it hell. He's bound to die. Load it up and truck it. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound to watch old Bandit run.
Hello, I'm Cindy Hyde-Smith. As we celebrate our Savior's birth, I send wishes of peace and love to all my fellow Mississippians. May the magic of Christmas and the joy and laughter of friends and family warm your heart throughout the new year. I so appreciate the privilege of serving you in the United States Senate, and I look forward to serving you in the future. From my family to yours, Merry Christmas, Mississippi.
Paid for by Cindy Hyde-Smith for U.S. Senate.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. Do you have an old, outdated website or just a Facebook page and still not bringing in customers? Targeted digital advertising from STMM Digital's highly trained and trusted staff is the answer. We're ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305.
or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
This is Home Answers Radio, and my guest today is Trey Jackson of Bulldog Construction. Trey, if a business has uneven sidewalks, they're asking for trouble. Would you agree?
Lynn, they are. It's a trip hazard and it needs to be fixed. Our foam technology can level those uneven walks without having to lay down any new concrete. Much easier and more affordable.
Trey, my wife tripped over one of those and skinned her knee up.
She was fortunate. Call Bulldog Construction at 601-853-4242.
Ace Bolt and Screw is excited to announce the opening of Madison County's newest commercial industrial superstore. Ace Bolt & Screw features the brands the professionals expect to find: DeWalt, Milwaukee, Gear Wrench, Klein, Diablo, and many more. When you're looking to get the right tool to get the job done, look no further. For all your fastener and power tool needs, shop Ace Bolt & Screw. Ace Bolt & Screw, 346 Church Road, located right across from Germantown High School in Gluckstadt.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.